Share your home. 心，摩耶耶耶耶耶摩耶耶摩，南无耶耶耶耶摩诃耶，娑耶耶娑耶耶哈利，耶耶耶悉耶耶悉耶耶耶耶耶摩，耶耶耶娑摩诃耶耶耶耶耶，耶摩耶罗诃耶迦耶耶耶罗。地有人多，国有人地，有人国有人地，国有人多，有人国人地，国有人多，有人三两国有人地，国有人地，有人少有。地有人多，国有人地，有人国有人地。波耶耶罗耶耶勇波耶耶恩地，波耶耶罗耶耶三罗耶勇波耶耶恩地，波耶耶恩地耶耶娑，地耶耶恩陀，波耶耶恩地耶耶勇波耶耶恩地，波耶耶罗耶耶勇波耶耶恩地，波耶耶罗耶耶三罗耶地。摩耶提娑，因为东罗吉吉西瓦多明天你别见到这瓦东宝吉吉比尊做九遍这些的强点的人修好运作西运比吉九些买多这瓦林西你的天宝的三界心都也没得很没有好运运作归他们的心了全部都运修好与的摩耶古鲁扎那弥多罗卡玛尼耶，他要有弥耶有三界知道住地住那么罗，想去回巴度达尼耶住地，达地出世界别是那么地，罗宾是三界住婆罗耶修耶三界知道住地住那么罗。想去和摩多达尼耶住持，大吉吉吉吉毗卢那摩尼，罗罗宾吉三吉卢婆罗夷，三吉吉达住吉卓那摩罗耶，想去和摩多达尼耶住持，大吉吉吉吉毗卢那摩尼，罗罗宾吉三吉卢婆罗夷修。他到了秘密的秘境，只有不断接近了做这些交上些我些吧。三界从不惹毒之前的边就绝不安的到世界的边，去年今天的是也是那么老爷接到路到你身边，这不达到秘境就能这话关节正常是怎么他们这些都到解决程度。满足了能接到你的身边的满足些程度，他不叫让他们把羊的跑左边三界去恐怕人不行。今天叫都不知道这都跑这些制度他们去的人不想是很难的不能想出去自己自己自己观念先不了一句Please be listened to precious Holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhicitta or altruistic intention. However, we have to attain the supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment and the state of Buddhahood in order to benefit all dear mother sentient beings as well as space. Tēnyā jāmbu lāma chūyī jīpū zōnggō bā shīmbī shīngwā nī. Shē tē bē chī, shē bē chī, shūdhī tī mōndō shītār chābī, sū yū sūm sūm bā rī. The great scholar Tsongkhapa Rinpoche, he has told that there are three parts. Those parts are, the one part is that how to listen to the Buddha Dharma. And then how to explain the Buddha Dharma and the Lamrim teaching and what to do at the ends. Those are the three paths. And then this is the name of the Buddha Dharma and the Lamrim teaching and what to do 确切的是你学吧，等着送到你学这个过的了，经常做了，你学啥吧的，这样，学三八步那么的，学这个，平原三八，学到，等把的，学到起码我了，忍住几点结吧，今天学年轻人，实际松松的，then there are three paths, how to listen the Dharma. That I have mentioned already to you, you also know about that, the path about how to listen to the Dharma. Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa divides it into the three paths. Those paths are contemplating upon the benefits of listening to the Dharma, how to reverence and due respect to the Dharma master, and then the teachings. The teachings of Lamrim, the path to enlightenment. And then the third part, what's called the how to listen in actual way. In the Jambu Lama Shui Jeba Tsongkhapa Rinpoche Shenpe Vichue Ninzu, Ngui Ti Go Laya, Tijin Nui Ji Jun Sun Pang, Tijin Dishi Tu Da Dien Be Guan Ni, Ngui Chi Sen Gu Ri. 送吧嘞，听代表官的去，三八一呢，嗯，去送的，五八主播话的，嗯，让你去新的嘞，去先把新都，去念书练新的嘞，念书练呢，去念书练的几步，嗯，去，起码我们都国邦托吧东，他都他们去先把国邦，嗯，让你托牛吧嘞，嗯。Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa said, how to actually listen to the Dharma, be abandon those three faults or missteps. And be adorned with, and to be have with those six recognitions about how to listen the Dharma, as the great scholar Tsongkhapa mentioned about those someone who listen careful towards the Dharma with these parts, and then the listener will be receive the benefits of listening the Dharma. The Dharma master, if they will talking about the precious human life, what are the characters of the precious human life, and then how it is important, and how those are the precious human life is difficult to find, you can understand about the precious human life.
天朝上上去天朝有过了呀，就说是个，就天朝没什么，天朝天气我上吧，天朝热过我，上吧，伊呢，那那那面就缺些吧，那些让给，那就天朝的还是早全部里面的，那说白的，那让给先一点，那先把先都，那你们说啷呢？那起码我们都要过帮，托不托？起码我们都要过帮，托不嘛些？那这个他不把他们这边的过帮呀，让给留不住我嘞。
And like the precious, the topic of the precious semen or rebirth, and then some senior students, you will understand about the topic of the impermanence, how our body is looks like, and how it's very easy to damage or destroy. You can meditate and practice upon those. And then about the how they are suffering in the lower realms, and from that you can enter your mind to the taking refuge, and then from taking refuge you can practice about the those subjects about the what we call the karma, the action, the negative karma and positive karma, and enter your mind again to the dharma of the initial scope, and then in the middling scope, and then to the Mahayana scopes. So you already know about how to listen to the dharma. I don't repeat it again to again in your ears. Yes, I mentioned last time already that today I have to talk about how to explain the dharma. Last week, I have mentioned already to you those four parts of how to explain the dharma in the commentary of the Lamrim teaching, the great commentary in the Lamrim teaching. This is the commentary of the one root Lamrim teaching. That root Lamrim teaching is the, in Sanskrit it's called the Chanju Bodhipatha Pradip. In Tibetan we call the Chanju Lamgyu Dharma. In English it's called the lamp for the path to enlightenment. That is the roots. Chanju Lamgyu Dharma, any Tsawa Yimbari. Tsawa Tiyu Dharma, Nyame Tsongkhapa Chenpe Zebe, Chanju Lamrim Chewa Yimbari. So the great scholars in Kappa divide the four parts about how to explain the dharma. Then someone who explained about the dharma, there are four parts. The part number one, what we call contemplating about teach the dharma or explain the dharma. Then how to do reverence or respect to the Shakyamuni Buddha, and then teachings itself. And then what type of motivations or the thoughts, and what character do the dharma explain need when he or she teach the dharma. That the third part, and the fourth part is that to whom should be explained the dharma and to whom should not be explained the dharma. So those are the four parts of how to explain the dharma. You have already listened about the benefits of listening dharma, and you have already listened about that, the benefit of listening dharma. So I would like to talk about the benefits of the talking dharma. What are the advantages of someone who teach the dharma, who talk the dharma? So the qualified dharma master who will receive those benefits, not such like a me, who cannot explain well about this very complicated dharma teaching, very difficult the dharma.
so those the qualified Dharma master, they can receive those benefits. Here it's said in Tibetan, Nipa Chishibi Sula Chishibi Pinyin Sambha Dunpa Dung Chula Rindu Kepa Dung Sambha Dung Jowa Jidabi Shepa Yukana Shepa Dung Mishibi Kepa's Tangbu Ni Nyingu Dung Chakpa La Sobe Sangsin La Midepa Chue Dunpa Ni Shindu Pinyin Shede Habe Sambhi Guwa Le Chamba Ni Shubu Dini Sangsin Mebe Chue Ji Jinpa Di Manyebada, Gurdi, Medeva, Chuji Jimba Jimba Khan Bati, Penny in this. So, so here in English, the commentary, so the commentary which is written by the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa, and if I repeat again, what he has written, and the great translator has translated here, it said that how to explain a teaching in which both the teaching and the author are great. There are four paths of explanation: contemplating the benefits of explaining the teaching, developing reverence for the teachers and the teaching. With what sort of thoughts and behavior you should explain the teaching. Differentiating between these to whom you should and should not explain the teaching. The number one, contemplating the benefits of explaining the teaching. It is very beneficial to import the teachings without concern for worldly things, profit, honor, fame, and life, for extension. The whole-hearted result says there are the 20 benefits of how to list, explain the Dharma. So it's really not easy to explain the Dharma with these characters. Because here it said that the without concern for worldly things, profit, honor, fame, and life. Without worldly things and concern. So such a dharma, the teachers like me, really is very difficult to have such a qualities, because these mixed and polluted always come together with me wherever I go, wherever I serve, wherever I even eat things and foods, drinks, and then worldly concerns always packed together with me. It's very difficult to be a qualified such a things. So someone who without this worldly concern, then they can receive those the 20 benefits. It said that chamba nishubu dini sangsin mebe shuji jimba nyeba do kudi midiba shuji jimba kanyimba ti penyinde nishubu kanshina didate chamba da denba juwata rojo da denba juwata lo da denba juwata denba da denba juwata. Dendro sonza shi che chebe kwabzu ni wu de chaba la ma de bu mo ne chang ne ji che gi ani shi sang ye yu ho bang to ba chebe che du che gi jin ba jin ba yi na ani che gi jin ba jin ba bo rang ni ani shi gi rang ni ten ba de den ba ju ba rang ni lo ju de den ba ju ba rang ni lo de den ba ju ba rang ni ten ba de den ba ju ba ani she ro de den ba ju ba dan shi den le de she ro je su do ba ju ba dan ju ba la so ba da den yong wa re. So someone who really without the worldly concern aspect, fame and reputation, then they will receive those benefits in the sutra. It says material, there are 20 benefits of generosity with which you give to the teachings without concern for material things, profit and concern. What are those 20? They are follow. You will come to have recollection. Someone who preached the Dharma, they will become a very good memory or the recollection, and they will become very intelligent whoever he or she, and also understanding and stability their mind and wisdom, supramundane wisdom. So those are the benefits and advantage of listening to the Dharma. And in Tibetan, it says that the someone who teaches the Dharma, they will become a deja shungwa juvada, shedang shungwa juvada, dingmu shungwa juvada, tuksumdi shungwa tuksum shungwa juvada, to chu, muna shanu chu shenye jina, chu sheba bodu chu deja shungwa, shedang shungwa, dingmu shungwa, dinda chu yungu war, chesan masakas dinda le chu, chu shigi shigi la chu deja shungwa shungwa juvada, kabu shedang shungwa shungwa juvada, kabu dingmu shungwa shungwa juvada, ani tewejang, kabu ruwa. So, in the great scholar Tsongkhapa explained that the someone who explained the Dharma, he will receive the advantages. That advantage, those are the little desire or little attachment, little hatred, and little ignorance. Someone who teaches the Dharma, someone who will guide the Dharma to the students or the disciples, the Dharma master will become a less and less attachment, hatred, ignorance. So such a Dharma speaker like me, it's not easy to be control those attachment, those the hatred, those the ignorance. It's very difficult. Dine chetembapo di mune tane samba namba goni chetemba ina chi digi tela lang minye bo juba da sanje chune nam nam di gongba juba da ni ma yin ba nam je tela sung bo juba da ha da la nam tela si jin ke bo juba da dende ye chi ani chetembapo de la ye chi ani chi dui da parje la soba da ge ani chi nyep chi dang tugu yo mari ani dende be chetembapo de la ya sanje chumnen de ge ani tu la ka ju ne chi sungen di Chö tengen de sanje chumyen de tu la gongwo re. Si, pena xia xia na si, pu dukba si yin dukwa si da, pumu dukba yi dukwa wa si na, pumu di da pu di kawa dhwa ino korang yi ka pama di ki semne ya nya di ki ra, tende dhwa pe tende dhwa xiu xiu se re. Kunyi labda dhwane, pu di labda dhwane ya, nye pu di labda lue yue samba dhwa. Ya pu di zemu zi sal dhwa ino, nye pu di zemu zi sal lue yue dhwa. After this, there are three little, and then after it says that someone who taught the Dharma, to someone who taught the Dharma, if our spiritual master is here, then that spiritual master will not find an opportunity to harm demons will not find an opportunity to harm to that person who taught the Dharma, and the Bhagavans or the Buddhas will think or consent to that person as a only child. In this, I just explained one example, that the beloved child, if a boy or girl, the parents always thought about the children too. When the child is in the school, the parents may thought, my Tom, my Tenzin, my Pedro, my the Nguyen, whoever the child is, too, is in the school. Andrew is in the school. Matthew is in the school at that time. And then the parents thought that when the children finish the school, then they know that, oh, now the child, the school period is finished, he's just coming back on the way. And when he is in the house, the parents, of course, concerned about their child. Like that example, someone who speaks the Dharma, who talks the Dharma without the concern of the worldly concern, mundane concern, without any aspect of the offerings or the gifts from the disciples of the persons, are very sincere Dharma master. Very sincere Dharma master. Someone equality, those sentient beings, very equality. Those sentient beings need the free from the suffering. All those sentient beings need attend the next good rebirth, the next the nirvana, fully enlightenment. Those sentient beings are equal. So that the sincere Dharma master will receive those benefits and advantages. Then that sincere master always thought. And under the mind of the old those Buddhas or the conquerors, like the child who always the thought under the and the care under the mother or the father, or and then non-human beings will judge that Dharma masters, and deities will bestow and cherishment and power to that Dharma master, and that someone who dislike to that Dharma master will not find the opportunity to harm that master, and the friendly will remain steadfast, and the Dharma masters, the words will be twisted words. Whatever he says is a twist. Worded. If he will say that, oh, I will give you some materials, then he will definitely give you those materials. If he will say that, oh, I will give you the three fruits, and then tomorrow, then he will give that to you at what he said. What he said always is a twisted word. And then he will stand the fearlessness. He will also have the abandonment happiness, and praised by those the wise. And the gift of the teaching will be worthy to remembrance. Those are the 20 benefits of the Dharma speaker who speaks the Dharma. And here in Tibetan, it says that the mizawa nam jitela la nyeba mi juwa dan ti zashe nam mi jeba juwa dan si tsimba juwa dan ti mi jiba toba juwa dan yi dewa mama juwa dan kebe nga ba juwa dan ti chi gi jimba dan yanje su tenba chawa weba juwa de she so do de tumara sumbe tenyo la nyin taba ne me ba keba wo tela temba de temba ni lobdi jursin da meba da temba julo junin khaji le simba da temba julo temba da temba slai de jese de du shiglobdi jur sarba da jurin inbe ni jese da chola ya chigli ya chig meba da temba la pa jur ya chigi jurin inba de ji chig temba da temba la jur ya sare So here it says the developed belief in the benefits of explaining the teachings from the depth of your heart as they are set forth in many collections of the sutra. With regards to the four benefits above, you will come to have stability. It is translated in the new translations of Shantideva, a compendium of teachings. Siksha Samuchaya, as you will come to have a belief, and in some old translations, as you will come to have a diligence. It has there are two ways of translator: one new translator and then other old translations. In new translations, it says that you will become will to have a belief, and then all translated it says to have a diligence. Those are the little bit difference with the one meaning. And after that, developing reverence for the teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, and then teachings. The energy, Dambada, Shula Rimdru Jidra Chawas, Payadinaya Jishikin and Zambala, Dendrikin Chamulama Chu Jabazonga Bashimbegi, Dambada Shula Rimdru Jabanin, Jabe Yumsum Banachumi, and Niji Den Shamba So Zabatar, Chenin, Sandian and Yuku, Shin Yimbe, Chula, Kuba Chimbo, the Dembe, and then the Kodin Chens which end Kuba Gabri Chawas. Then when it says that, okay, here. When the Buddha Bhagwan said for the mother of the conqueror or the Prajnaparamitas, he performed such acts of respect as arranging the throne himself. Likewise, since the teachings are respected even by the Buddhas, when you explain the teaching, be very respectful of the teachings and the teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, as well, remembering the good qualities and kindness. So those are what we call the developing reverence for the teachers and the teachings. So those are what we call the two parts. There are four parts, those are the two parts, true. In one part, I would like to say that those benefits received by the great spiritual master in the past in this temple, and also it has been having in Tibet also such a great holy master like the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa, who was born in the eastern Tibet, Amlo, and he learned in the central Tibet, and the great scholar Tsongkhapa became a very qualified master. Once upon a time, he talked to his other Dharma friends, and then the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that these days, he writes to his friend, in these days, I explain my Dharma teachings through the path to the enlightenment, which he composed. That is the commentary of the Guru Atisha, and it benefits to those sentient beings very well. So like that, we also here are very lucky that we just listen to the Dharma and are just talking about the Dharma of the path to the enlightenment, which one is the great commentary, which is written by the qualified master, great scholar Tsongkhapa. And before the great scholar Tsongkhapa, the Kadamba, the period of Kadamba, the Guru Atisha. Yes, Guru Atisha arrived in Tibet, and one of his very important Dharma service is that he composed the lamp for the path to enlightenment, Chenju Lamju Dharma, Bodhipatha Pradip, Choji Panya Disha, Pyagani Pelapit, Pelapeni, Choji Panya Disha, Pelatende, Shawajashim with Zebari, Zebadi Nani, Choji Panya Disha, Chenju Lamju Dharma, Zebari, Zebadi, and Tembala, and she shamed the Shawajashim, Shu Yabari. The Choji Panya Disha, Loma, Dumden Gabe Junior, and Choji Panya Adisha, Loma Mambu, Yavin Nani, and said the two to Jubari. And then Dumden Gabe Junior, the young Loma, Gishipodova, Shumari. So those Dinzo and Konazu, Chikadambe, Lama Imari. So in Tibet, the Guru Atisha, he has many disciples. So among them, in his biography, I had mentioned already to you, among those disciples, his very beloved child or the disciple is the Dhamden Gyebe Jungne. Dhamden Gyebe Jungne, and the Dhamden Gyebe Jungne's disciple is the Gishipo Thowa. So there's a story about the Gishipo Thowa, Dhamden Gyebe Jungne, and also the Guru Atisha I have mentioned to you. So once upon a time, the Kadamba Gishi Putova said that in Tibetan, okay, because my root language comes from the Tibetan. It's a little bit easy to me to remember recollection, easy to talk. Tumde George Pan the Gishi Putova gi ani saji dinde sun yusun gare limen bu chizambe chuje ji shejang dagi lexo ji yang dagi che ma yong dinde ji sun yore Gishi Putova said that the son of Limo, that's a Gishi Chengawa. Oh, son of Limo, whenever I talk the Dharma to the disciple or the students, I never accept even their thanks. Even they said thank you very much. Even they offering anything, everything, the Gishi Putova never accept those the offerings. The great master is a very qualified great master, and it's a really, I mentioned to you that I am not like that, sure. Really, it's very difficult to explain the Dharma when it said that without the mundane concern, without any expectation, without any hope in this life, only hope for attain the enlightenment, and those the qualifications very difficult to me, very difficult. Yeah. So it's very very enjoy to express those the qualities of the Dose Master. It's very happy to express the qualities of the Dose Master. To the qualities of the Gishi Putova, the qualities of the Gamden Gyewe Chune, and then Guru Atisha. Those are the great hero, great masters. And then the other here, what I would like to talk is one time the once Sachi Yang Gishi Putova Diwajil Pedi Samala Yang Miji Gishi Putova Lada Diwajin Bu Shu Pia Yes Lan Yang Dele Gishi Putova Sejo Dele Any Ya Gishi Putova Huge Puri Yu Do Do Puri Da Ji Yu Da Ji Sev Da Mu Da Dinzu Ji Chu Ji Ge Ja Ma Shen Ji Den Ji Ge Ji She Wa Na Da Dinzu Mu Ne Ta Ne Zha Shi Mu Shi Ra Ba Tene Gishi Putova La Ni Yu Do Do Puri You don't know the Jindadi, a few December, and Gishipoto, a chag machine, and Chaka was in Del Shas to somebody. And this one, the Jindadi, and Jose Garshara, and Jinda Horan Sambala. That is a Zigi, you gave somebody you did the Margina Hore Sambala, that Gishipoto, Chaka, that she said that, and then Dinapa, Hora Kamba, Dinapa, did the kid who raised somebody. Some in jail and Gishipoto, Shugan, Delete, Del Shunipa, Shandala, Sushandal Pedro Zambala, and you did not remember you the Kawa Korea Shah and Del Chazam and Hazami, Taranja Shah, Shuna Chetan Babu singing the one at any Ningu the Chabad and she no longer the Tendela Midawasi, who said. So, once occasion when the Gishipoto were visited to one benefactor, the Tibetan benefactor, too. Visited his house, and then the person, the one lay person, he is the one the blue gray stone, precious stone. So what we say the turquoise too, is a precious things. If we are not talking about the Dharma, if we just talking about the secular or secularism, then the precious stone is a precious too. And then the gold is a precious metal. The silver is a precious metal too. So that benefactor offering one precious stone to the Gishi Putova, and Gishi Putova don't accept from his hand. He just show that just keep here. And then the benefactor left the precious one stone on the table in front of the Gishi Putova, and the lay person thought that definitely he would pick up it when he left his house. And then the time is over after the Gishi Putova left from that place, and he went other place. And when the lay person came inside the room, and when he see on the table, and there was a the stone, wherever he kept, he left. That's there. So in general, Dharma, the master should be like that, not attachment. As he said, true, the less attachment, the less hatred, the less ignorance. So without the attachment, ignorance, and so on, like the Geshe-Potoba, not like me, true. I enjoy to watching if the flower is very beautiful. I enjoy to watch to that beautiful flower, sure. And when I walk there, and some flowers are the smelly flower, too. And then, I don't know, maybe in my past life with some bees or butterfly, then its habits come in this life, enjoy to smell the flower. And sometimes people speak, talk me the bad things, and then easy to get the hatred or anger. It's difficult to control. So, of course, the attachment, hatred, and ignorance, of course. The ignorance, the root of the samsara. So, I appreciate very much to talking about the quality of the such a great master called the Kodamba Geshe-Potoba. And then after that, those masters receive those the great advantages and benefits. After that, it said that when the Shikyamuni Buddha taught the Dharma of the Prajnaparamita, the wisdom of perfection, he made his throne by himself. So like that, someone who teaches the Dharma, and then they had... they don't want the pride, but the respect to the teachings of the Shikyamuni Buddha. Therefore, sometimes we might thought that the some master sitting on the very high throne, we might thought that, oh, he enjoyed to sit on such a great throne. If you don't know about this, teach the Dharma, then we may concern about that. Oh, he enjoyed to sit on such a great throne. Not like that, because he respect to the teaching, the master respect to the teachings, and with this, the Nyanchi Gombo Lujubi, Jida Dishi, Usu Shinle, Giba Chinda Runde, Kevish, Kishinda, Nyanga Dinya, Tamju Jala, Tende Mimichis, Vinicia Shidin, Yuola Sunori, Gombo Lujubi, she, the much men that you Kusu sing in the Chikusu, she. The great scholar, the very important, the lineage master of the profound lineage master, the Nagarjuna, once he said that, Nagarjuna said that whatever the statue of the Shikyamuni Buddha, whether is a gold, whether is a silver, whether is a stone, whether is the earth, whatever statue is Buddha, the scholar beings, the respected beings, they respect to that statue. And the Nagarjuna said that to the king, O king, I have written here the letter to the friends, which the name of the one textbook. I don't exactly remember in the Sanskrit. It's like a Sutilika. That the composition which composed by the Indian scholar Nagarjuna. Nagarjuna said to the king, "Oh, king, you should not disrespect to it. You should be respect to this teaching or the my composition. Why? Because it explained about the Buddha's teaching. It explained about how to liberate from the particular samsara, beings like the hell beings, always tortured with the heat and then cold. The hell beings always thirst and they're hungry, and the animal living beings always attacking one animal beings to the another. We know this very clearly without my explanation. If you watch and see in the jungle, the tiger always chasing the deer to eat. And then deer also inside, they're always fighting each other too. So that's the suffering of the particular samsara. So in the Nagarjuna's text, it says that how to free from those type of samsara, and how to free from the general samsara where we live, what we beings. Our physical body is a human body too, but we still have some suffering too, what we call the general suffering, and also the sufferings of those devas and asuras. Those sufferings, how to reduce it, how to free from those suffering, it explained in the textbook of the Nagarjuna, and at the end it indicates and it shows how to attain the enlightenment, like that the text of or the commentary of the Nagarjuna, and here also the commentary of the Lama Tsongkhapa. It also we really should be due respect to it. We should not disrespect to it. If we disrespect to it, then it makes a very bad or negative karma, and then that negative karma suffer us in the future, torture in the future. We don't need the suffering in the future. And then the Nagarjuna text, and here what we call the commentary of the lamp for the path to enlightenment, I also had already mentioned about those greatness of the teachings, and here I express again in this way due respect to the teachings, because this teaching explains us how to, about the path of the three persons, to the initial level scope, middle level scope, and then advanced level scope. Those express an explanation in this commentary. Without this commentary, such a person, the ignorant person like me, I don't understand well too. I don't understand well. Even I see the lamp for the path to enlightenment, which is a root text, I cannot understand well what it says to you. I need the commentary. So in this commentary, it makes more clear explanations. and it shows us how we free from the general, the particular samsara, and how we free from the general samsara, and how we attain the fully enlightenment. Therefore, respect to the teachings of the Lama Tsongkhapa, great Lama Tsongkhapa, not only these teachings, and also his other many wonderful the commentaries and root texts which were written by the great scholar Tsongkhapa, and also not only him and other master, whoever has written the commentary, we should be respect to those. And here it says, when someone who taught the Dharma, then the person remember the kindness of the Shakyamuni Buddha. The quality of the Shakyamuni Buddha's body, speech, and mind. Remember those quality of the Shakyamuni Buddha, body, speech, and mind. And remember those kindness of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And then it's a very wonderful about how to do respect and the reverence upon the teachings and the Dharma speaker. After that, Sambhada Jowajida Bhisheva. Sambhada Jowajida Bhishevas. And somebody Khandesh Gowari. Chidambhavi Jowadi Khandesh Gowari Sra. Chidambhavi Jowadi Khandesh Gowari Sra. Then the Lamina Lassum Zang Rangra Chikaro. Kapuri Jeda, famous Kapuri Jeda, Nunechani. It's very difficult here, you know, when the Lamrim, it said that the thought and motivation of the Dharma speaker, see, then behavior and action of the Dharma speaker, then if I thinking myself, then it's very difficult. Last time you also already listened about how to listen to the Dharma in actual. You have already listened. So here, a little bit similar, we are a little bit similar, your motivation and my motivation, a little bit similar here. Here it says that who speaks the Dharma, he should be five recognitions, recognition of that the Dharma speaker as a medicine doctor, and the Dharma as a medicine. And someone who listens to the Dharma as a patient or illness person, and the Shakyamuni Buddha recognized him as a valued person, really is a valued person, Shakyamuni Buddha, and then may the Dharma remain very long time or long period. So these are the recognitions who should be have a Dharma masters. So it's better to speaking and talking about the Kadamba Geshe Potova too, who has these qualities. Kadamba Geshe Potova, when he teaches the Dharma, and he's a real the doctor. And what he speaks, that's a real Dharma. Yeah. And at that time, the listener, there seems like they are the illness person who attend the liberate from the teachings of the Geshe Potova. And then the Potova knows that the Shakyamuni Buddha is a very worthy person, qualified person. So such a person like me, I can see the statue of the Shakyamuni Buddha here too. But it's rather difficult to understand about the real meaning of the Shakyamuni Buddha, what he taught in the past. He taught the Dharma in the past, the perfection sutra or the wisdom about the shunyata too. So I don't know what is the real shunyata or the emptiness. And then the Shakyamuni Buddha, also a very compassionate master, he talked about the bodhicitta. And after that, the material talked about the how to generate the bodhicitta to the Arya Asanga, and Arya Asanga and to his disciple. And then also there's once the Lama Salimpa Chujitaka or the Dharma Kirti in his land of the Indonesia. I don't know whether it's Jakarta or the Bali to Indonesia. There are two parts. The people said that Jakarta and then Bali too. So however, the Lama Salimpa was lived in the Jakarta, Indonesia, and the Guru Atisha left from India to there. Indonesia to receive the teachings of the instruction of the Bodhicitta after the Guru Atisha generated the Bodhicitta. And then the his best disciple, Damdung Gyewe Junye, and then the Yeshipotowa, such a holy master, great master, qualified master, has those the qualifications or those thoughts. So it's very difficult to express this, the benefits of listening. I would like to have a benefit, but it's very difficult because this motivation, my motivation, not good. So like that, I just say you that example of you too. When you listen to the Dharma, there are six recognitions too. The six recognitions. So these are the very similar one. There is a missing one. No one recognition. That's that someone who practices the Dharma. It cures medicine. Cures the persons. Then here the great scholar Tsongkhapa expatiates on how to teach the Dharma. So, it says that the addition, it says that the be loving kindness of those Dharma listener too. Be loving kindness to Dharma listener. And it's for me, it's very difficult to equal loving kindness to all you. Very difficult to rail loving kindness and compassion to you. Very difficult too. If you go together in the taxi, if something makes mistake, problem, then you will see that I will escape fast, right? To free my happiness, enjoyment, because this very deep. The self-cherishing, what we call the self-cherishing, rangchensin, and self-graspings, very difficult. And then after that, without any jealousy, and then the Dharma speaker who speaks the Dharma should not be have a jealousy to the other persons, and should not be a laziness. He or she should be a very the hard worker and continue to challenge with the Dharma speaking and talking and advice. And should not be feeling tired. Oh, today I'm tired. I will stop here. Not like that. Challenge on the practice of the diligence or the efforts. And then Dharma speaker should not be talking about the self-repetition, self-fame, and so on. Should not be talking about that. And then should not be talking about the mistakes of the others. The Dharma speaker should not be talking about the mistakes of and the faults of the others. And then he should not be hidden the meaning of Dharma. There is explanation about that, and then some. I may have thought that, oh, if I will explain that, they will understand the Dharma better than me. They will become a good master. Then they will challenge to me, not motivation like that. And here it said that a Dharma master should not be enjoy with those delicious food. a very nice clothes, whatever materials, they should not be thinking about upon those the foods, jeans, clothes, materials like that. So when the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers to the other qualified master and explain about how to teach the Dharma, then I am really a person who is a very disqualified master. If someone offer me a delicious food in the Hong Kong buffet and say that, oh, please, Geshe Sonam, please come, I would like to invite you in the Hong Kong buffet. I would like to invite you in the Chinese restaurant. I would like to invite you special the Korean barbecue, which is a very, very fresh hot pot. I will invite you somewhere very Italian restaurant, Mexican restaurant. And then I say, okay, when? When? Okay, I would like to appointment with you. I will make the appointment with you. I will come that time, definitely. Then it's very difficult to talking about the Dharma, too. So someone offered me a cloth, smooth cloth, very nice, colorful cloth to me, and then I do accept it, here. I do accept it, and then there also is an attachment upon it. Then it's very difficult to explain the Dharma to the students. Here it said that the someone who speaks the Dharma, then his main purpose is to attain the fully enlightenment, complete enlightenment. That's the only purpose. That should be the only purpose. That's the real the Dharma master, the master like the Geshe Potowa, when they taught the Dharma. And then Geshe Potowa also mentioned that Dewa Nyamdaba missed Sumba Na Shinshi. Ngunen Tangye Yin Dewa La Siawa Da Pemba Shin Kholang Shui Sung Dugore. Nganjula Dende Kakure. So Geshe Potowa said that the all sentient beings, these are the really destitute. They need to free from the samsara. They need free from the suffering, and they need the more happiness. With this motivation, he taught the Dharma. And then he taught the Dharma with the motivation to attain their full enlightenment. So such a Dharma speaker like me, and I don't have such a nice motivation. And up to that, the behavior of how to teach the Dharma is the another too. So the time runs quickly. Today I talked you about the how to explain the Dharma too. How to explain the Dharma with these few parts by the kindness of the great scholar Tsongkhapa. Without great scholar Tsongkhapa, I don't know what I'm going to do here. Or you are watching to my face, what I to do without the text too. Maybe I will tell you the one story to push my time too. Maybe I will tell you the story. Oh, once upon a time, there was such and such, and you were watching to me, and you thought that, oh, that's a real good story too. And then after that, you may say that, oh, today, he talked a very nice story. So without this commentary, it was very difficult. So I never forget to carry this wherever I go. Okay, that's because it's helped me very much here. please, you work from yourself also too. And then you also try to control your mind. It's not easy to control the mind too. Like me also, when the flower comes, I want to see it, I want to touch it, like that. And you also, when the field of the practice, and it's not the same too. At the listening time, it's quite easy. And when the time of the practice, it's more difficult too. But if you do the practice, then that's very, very benefit. Last time, you remember the Geshe Changchu Shotenla, the King Rinpoche, about the Ganden Shardze, at the end, what he present you the advice, he advised you that do apply the Dharma, okay? if you don't apply the Dharma, then it will not benefit. So like that, from my side, it's very difficult to talk you that to apply the Dharma is very difficult to talk. But the spiritual masters, your past spiritual master, whoever you receive the Dharma, and then try to practice the Dharma slowly and slowly, you can practice the Dharma. You can purify your negativity. There is one called in the story, you have listened about the story of the son of Sudasi. The son of Sudasa is one king, and he always very bad behavior to catch the other king and then punish them. And once time, the son of Sudasa, a very horrible person, very horrible man, if I'm talking ordinary to you, very horrible man, very horrible person, always doing negative actions. Negative action, always doing negative actions. Once he met the Prince Chandra, and when he met the Prince Chandra, then he said that, "Daji Chabanin desu, Shijin Melon Seton, Yiladun Warabjit, Dani Shiro Chobodis." Sumbantar. She sued us if you just said that what a change of manashi, Maranzu, she sent the jelly, she not the Nazi child war, the Nazi child, couple of the Kang Susu Kang Kang Sasa, she did, Kachin Bujimbari. The son of Sudasa, and then his master, Prince Chandra, and son of Sudasa, when he met the Prince Chandra, then Prince Chandra behavior is very excellent, good behavior, and his behavior not good behavior. The Prince Chandra's the motivation is a perfect motivation, good motivation. His motivation always thinking do a negative action, how to cheat the person, how to make the problem to the other person with a bad motivation. When we met the Prince Chandra, and then he said that, "Oh, Prince Chandra, when I met you, I recognized that, my bad behavior, my ugly behavior. I recognize my bad behavior, ugly behavior in the mirror of your Dharma. Since today, I'll never do a bad activity, I never do a bad behavior, I will follow you whatever you do." So the Dharma listener should be like a dead person. Then Dharma will benefit you. When you listen to the Dharma from the master, then your daily activities, if your daily activities is the good, then okay. If your daily activity is not good, then in the Dharma speaking, it is the mirror, it will appear your activity. Then clean up whatever you have do negativities in the past. Then Dharma will be benefits to you. So in short, at the end, the dedication, we should be dedicated that the merit that you listen the Dharma, I taught the Dharma, from that merit, may His Holiness the Dalai Lama and other spiritual master remain a very long life. Dharma and teaching itself also remain very long period, very long time, and then all the sentient beings, they never have the starvations, the problems, sufferings, they never have such a problems and suffering. And in short, all the sentient beings may free from two types of obscurations and may they attend the enlightenment very quickly. Then we decide the Gewadi Nudra, okay. And then this prayer we do at the soul offering, okay? Okay. Okay, excuse me. Last time we said that after the teaching we do the salt offering. So we have 10 minutes left. Okay, you just restroom, please. Okay. Yeah, 12. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. 12:15. Okay, we will get in here for the salt offering.